You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
It's October 19th, 1914, in a field in Flanders, West Belgium. A young British soldier grips a bayoneted rifle in his hands, clenches his teeth, and charges through a storm of heavy gunfire. Over an uneven, muddy terrain, the shells of enemy artillery explode all around him, knocking him to the ground. As he falls, he sees the bodies of his friends lying with him in the dirt, the red of their blood seeping into the wet earth. He wants to huddle beside them, feigning injury. But something, fear, pride, perhaps a sense of duty, forces him to get up and continue running toward the German guns. When the so-called Great War first broke out in July, everyone had assured the boy that it would be over by Christmas. But now, as he runs toward the German line, he feels in his bones he won't live that long. This war is unlike any ever experienced. Recent technological advances mean that both sides possess devastating rapid-fire machine guns and long-range artillery that have made mass killing chillingly efficient. As he runs through the blood-soaked terrain, the young British soldier hears the whirring of bullets getting dangerously close. Then an explosion takes him off his feet, blinded and on his back. The boy frantically rubs his eyes to see if they're covered by mud or his own blood. Finally, after a moment, his vision returns, and he looks up at an azure blue sky. He does not see the next artillery shell, which hits him directly and kills him instantly. The First World War, as this conflict will come to be known, will last until November 11, 1918. In that time, the conflict will claim the lives of an estimated 20 million people, both military and civilian. And yet, in the midst of this horror, a series of spontaneous ceasefires puts a momentary end to the bloodshed. One of them will come just a few months into the war, when enemies will put aside their weapons and clamber out of their trenches to celebrate Christmas together on December 24, 1914. From Noiser and Airship, I'm Lindsey Graham, and this is History Daily. History is made every day. On this podcast, every day, we tell the true stories of the people and events that shaped our world. Today is December 24th, 1914, the Christmas Truce. It's before dawn on December 24th, 1914, in a trench in Belgium, not far from the city of Ypres. Henry Williamson, a 19-year-old rifleman of the London Brigade's 1st Battalion, steps out from the British trenches onto the swath of frozen terrain that separates the British from their German enemies. The soldiers call it no man's land. Very early in the war, it became clear to both sides that they needed to dig deep into the earth to protect themselves from relentless gunfire. And for weeks, Williamson and his fellow soldiers have lived in these mud trenches, along with infestations of rats and mice. But today, Williamson and several others were given an order to leave the trenches and enter no man's land. They've been told to do some construction work for reasons the high command won't divulge. The young soldiers must hammer some iron posts 18 inches into the frozen ground just 50 yards away from the German guns. As Henry makes his way out into the open terrain, he is convinced that at any moment a German sniper will pick him off. Williamson has already witnessed friends of his get fatally shot for just looking over the top of the trench. Their decomposing bodies still lie unburied out here on the open terrain. As he gingerly steps over the corpses, Williamson is terrified, but he has no choice. If he refuses his order, he will be shot for insubordination. So he continues his journey out into the open field and recalls a line from a poem by Lord Alfred Tennyson. Theirs is not to make reply, theirs not to reason why, theirs but to do or die. But as they make their way to the construction site, the soldiers are relieved and a bit surprised that no shots are fired at them. They are even more surprised when they see Christmas trees and candles lining the German trenches. Williamson later learns that in Germany, families celebrate Christmas on Christmas Eve as opposed to Christmas Day. As a result, a brief ceasefire is underway that, as far as Williamson is concerned, is a Christmas miracle. He and his fellow soldiers complete their task without a single shot being fired. Back in the trenches, as it closes in on 11 p.m., Williamson is astonished to hear the sound of carols drifting across no man's land. The songs are being sung in German, but Williamson recognizes the tune. It's the First Noel. So soon, he and some other British soldiers sing the lyrics back to the Germans in English. At first, Williamson and the rest are being competitive, aiming to show the Germans that they have louder, more booming voices. But when the British finish their rendition, the German soldiers opposite them break into applause. Soon, the air is filled with the sounds of carols in both languages, as both sides perform and then applaud in appreciation. Williamson can't help but smile. He feels this is the only pleasant thing that's happened to him since he first arrived in France. Then as midnight draws near, the impromptu concert ends, and the Germans start shouting something across the wasteland. Frohe Weihnachten, frohe Weihnachten. Williamson doesn't speak German, but a fellow rifleman does. He tells Williamson that the soldiers are wishing them a Merry Christmas. Williamson and the rest of the British troops shout back their Christmas greetings. Happy Christmas. Happy Christmas. And then one of the German voices shouts back in English, "Come over here, Tommy." Tommy is a nickname British privates call themselves. Williamson is surprised to hear the Germans using it, and he's even more surprised that the Germans are beckoning him to come and join them. Many of the British soldiers worry that this might be a trap. The Germans are trying to lure the British out into no man's land so they can cut them down. But Williamson doesn't think so. He figures that if they wanted to mow them down, they had ample opportunity when they were out working on the construction project. After an intense debate, one of Williamson's fellow soldiers shouts back their reply, using their nickname for the Germans. "No, Fritz, you come over here." And then for a few moments, silence. Gripped by curiosity, Williamson climbs the wooden steps of the trench wall with a pair of binoculars in one hand. He surveys the candle-lined German trenches and sees several gray, uniformed soldiers making tentative steps out onto no man's land. As far as Williamson can tell, they're unarmed. But by now, some British officers have emerged from a concrete bunker and are horrified to learn that German soldiers are advancing across no man's land. The British privates tell their superiors about the unofficial Christmas truce, the carols, and the well wishes, but the officers believe this is a plot. The German soldiers want to get close to our lines, they believe, so they can report back about troop numbers and equipment. The officers order a group of low-ranking soldiers to meet the Germans at the halfway point and block their path. And so, for the second time that day, Henry Williamson and his fellow privates step out into no man's land. This time, they walk halfway across to the barbed wire fence that separates their side from the enemy and meet young men of their own age with whom they will shake hands, exchange gifts, and celebrate Christmas Eve as friends.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
It's December 24th, 1914, in no man's land, near Ypres in Belgium. Along with many other brave men from his battalion, Henry Williamson walks across the frozen ground strewn with the corpses of young soldiers. Neither the British or the Germans have been able to collect their dead for some time. Soldiers feel sick to see the rotting bodies of their friends. But as Williamson and the rest approach the fence in the middle of no man's land, they notice empty tin cans hanging from the barbed wire, originally placed there to rattle in case an enemy soldier attempted to cross in the night. But on this Christmas Eve, there is no subterfuge. A group of happy German soldiers have already stepped over the fence onto the British side. These smiling soldiers have come bearing gifts. One of them holds a bottle of rum and offers it to Williamson. Williamson, in turn, offers the German a brass tin of tobacco that he, like many other British soldiers, received in a ration box as a Christmas gift from the royal family. The soldiers shake hands, and those without gifts to exchange remove the buttons from their coats and offer to swap them. There's laughter and conversation. Both sides complain about the lice, the rats, the lack of drainage in their muddy trenches, and in whispered tones, their commanding officers. It occurs to many of the soldiers that they have more in common with their enemy than they do with many of their fellow countrymen who have never experienced the horrors of trench warfare. Soon, the soldiers bid each other goodnight. But having enjoyed this chance to stretch their legs on solid ground, some of the officers in command decide that this short and spontaneous armistice should be extended into Christmas Day. When Williamson wakes the next morning, he discovers the sun is shining for the first time in weeks and sees that a beautiful white frost has settled upon the hard ground. As far as he can see, no man's land is full of soldiers. Half of them wear the khaki uniforms of the British, but the other half wear the gray uniforms of the Germans. He watches as they shake hands and drink schnapps and exchange more presents like pipes and chocolate and plum puddings. He notices a few men exchanging names and addresses in order to correspond with each other after the war. The truce puts a temporary halt to the bloodshed in Ypres, but it also allows both sides to finally bury the bodies of their slain countrymen without fear of suffering the same deadly fate. As many soldiers socialize and stroll about, others, like Williamson, quietly dig holes in the frozen ground and cover their fallen comrades with the earth. Williamson notices one German soldier fashioning a little wooden cross made from a matchbox. He writes a tiny inscription in pencil on the cross and then places it on a grave. Williamson asks what it means, and the German replies, "Here rests in God an unknown hero." Williamson argues that God is surely on the British side of the conflict. When the German soldier disagrees, Williamson becomes agitated, insisting that Britain, not Germany, will ultimately be victorious. but the German soldier remains calm and smiles before replying. "Well, English comrade, do not let us quarrel on Christmas Day." Williamson smiles back. He agrees that this isn't the time for an argument. And soon, a friendly game of soccer breaks out between the two sides. One of the soldiers has fashioned a ball out of a sandbag from one of the trench walls, tying it together with string. The British are aggressive and move the ball down the makeshift field quickly, but the Germans play a good defensive game and don't let them get too close to the goal. For both teams, it's good exercise and a wonderful break from spending their days knee-deep in muddy trenches. But the truce is not confined to just Williamson's area near Ypres. All across the Western Front, the fighting stops long enough for soldiers to sing carols, exchange gifts, and shake hands. Where Harry Williamson is stationed, the Christmas truce will last 4 days. For all soldiers, it will be a much welcome reprieve from the hellish experience of the trenches. But the moment of peace cannot last forever. Soon, officers on both sides will learn of the Christmas truce and will order their men back to the trenches and to prepare for attack.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
It's December 27th, 1914, in Ypres, 4 days after the Christmas truce began. Once again, Henry Williamson wakes up to find German and British soldiers mingling, waving, and chatting with each other across no man's land, as if the area is now a public park rather than a battlefield. But soon this moment of peace comes to an end, when orders come down from British high command. The armistice is over. The soldiers must resume combat. Minutes after the order arrives, the Germans opposite Williamson's trench send over a note. Their commanding officers have given identical orders. As a courtesy, the Germans let the British know that they will resume firing their guns at 11 o'clock that night. The gift exchanges and soccer matches come to an end as soldiers on both sides return to the shelter of the 7-foot trenches they have dug into the earth. The war resumes, and as the bodies pile up, the hatred between the warring soldiers intensifies. The Christmas truce is not repeated. On the following Christmas Eve, British commanding officers order machine gun fire to drown out the sounds of any carols being heard from the opposite trench. Still, the truce had a profound effect on many of the men who witnessed it. One German officer recalled how marvelously wonderful, yet how strange it was. The English officers felt the same way about it. Christmas, the celebration of love, managed to bring mortal enemies together as friends. Young men who had been encouraged to see their enemy soldiers as inhuman, targets to be picked off from a distance, found themselves able to cross no man's land and celebrate one of the most unique Christmases in history on December 24th, 1914. Next on History Daily, December 25th, 1941, on his weekly radio show, Bing Crosby premieres one of the most famous songs of all time, White Christmas. From Noiser and Airship, this is History Daily. Hosted, edited, and executive produced by me, Lindsey Graham. Audio editing by Molly Bach. Music and sound design by Lindsey Graham. This episode is written and researched by James Benmore. Executive producers are Stephen Walters for Airship and Pascal Hughes for Noiser.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.